We're joined today by actor Scott Valentine. You might remember him as Nick Moore on Family Ties. Right now we're talking about a new streaming platform he's got. It's called Red Coral Universe. Scott, how you doing today?
I am well. How you doing, Dustin?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, brother, thank you kindly for allowing me into your world and interfacing with you and your listeners.
Well, let's talk about the new streaming platform you've developed here, Red Coral Universe. Can you tell the listeners a bit about it?
Well, it formed out of, your listeners will probably remember, I was on Family Ties many decades ago, 3 decades ago. And going from that to producing to then banking and then getting back into producing again, I hooked up with a gentleman who's a 2-time Academy Award winner, Larry Maestrich. Larry produced Sling Blade. Do you remember the movie Sling Blade?
Sure.
And You Can Count on Me, another one. Just a great guy. And we have our own content. And as getting it out to other, you know, other modalities, other avenues, and having it on other streaming services, we started getting our accounting reports and our checks and going, wait a second, we're kind of getting stooped here, you know? we had over 250,000 streams and we got a check for $1.87. What the heck? So instead of just sitting around bitching and complaining, we decided to form Red Coral Universe to make our own streaming service. And Red Coral is, our motto is artist first. We want to be a home for independent artists. And whether it's a music video or a documentary or a full-length feature or short or a television series, we welcome all, you know, all forms of content. And each of the content makers, which once again, different than other services you can get on, each and every title that is on our service, we have met with, faced with, and continue to interface with the makers of that content. So we want to be a home for independent artists, and our motto is artist first.
Excellent. And all the listeners should be able to get this on a phone or a TV. And I know you've got the Gen Z Film Fest in the works as well. That's a great opportunity for aspiring filmmakers.
Yeah, we have our own financing vehicle, and we want to help, you know, nurture and bring up and grow young artists. So they can check that out at redcoraluniverse.com. There's the details on that film festival. And if folks want to just stream the platform, we're available on Roku. We're available on Fire Stick. We're available on Vizio, on Samsung, on just about every smart TV. And we are available on iOS and on Android as well. Just about everywhere any streaming service is available where you can find us.
Yeah, it's great that things are so different now with technology. And, you know, you think about how many amazing films and projects maybe were never made back in the day because people didn't have a way to get their ideas out to the people like we have now.
Well, Dustin, it's crazy. You know, when I started acting, everything, you know, in the film world, everything was 35 millimeter. And yes, I'm that old. It was back when films were edited on a steam bed. You know, remember that thing where you would see the reels of film, and they'd wheel it back and forth and slice it with a razor blade and then tape it all together. And now the cameras that you can use, you can go and shoot a film on your iPhone. You can edit it on your Mac, and then you can slice it and dice it. And a service like ours, you don't even need us. I mean, let's call a spade here. You can then take your own content and get it out to the world. And it's beautiful that that's available for everybody.
And I know, Scott, you've been kind of a champion of this idea for a long time, talking about independent films. I know you got to talk about Troma, the oldest film company out there.
Oh.
You appeared in their first their film back in the day, Waitress. I remember that.
That was the first film I ever acted in many, many years. And you know what's really funny about that, Dustin, is the gentleman who's my business partner, Larry Maestrich. Larry and I didn't know each other then. And the funny thing is, I was an actor, had a very teeny tiny part in that, but Larry was also one of the crew members on the film. So we both have our roots in the independent film world.
And you mentioned earlier Family Ties. I got to ask you about that, of course. You played Nick Moore.
Sure.
A lot of shows from that era have had kind of like reboots and revivals. It seems like Family Ties could maybe be a great thing to revisit. Could you see that maybe happening?
You know, we are endeavoring, and we hope we can make it happen, is that we're going to produce a Family Ties reunion. I've already talked to a couple of the cast members, and they're interested in doing it as well. And I think it's time to get the family together and reminisce on days of old, considering Family Ties is available on so many various streaming services now, you know, from Pluto to Amazon to, I think it's available on about 8 different streaming services. And from the numbers that we did in our research, Family Ties at present, and this is sort of a sad reflection upon the Hollywood creative community and what, you know, what the creative decision makers choose to do and not do. Family Ties is the most viewed family sitcom available for people to see right now today.
Wow.
More so than any new sitcoms that are being produced at present. So it speaks volumes to the writers of the show and how the messages that they got through, how poignant they were, and how they resonated with audiences then and resonate with audiences now.
Definitely. Well, Scott, I wish we had some more time here, but I'm excited about Red Coral Universe. This is a great opportunity for everybody out there to get their ideas out to a bigger audience. And I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you allowing me to come into your world and share some elements with your listeners. I'm very appreciative.
All right. You bet. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Dustin. Have a good weekend.
And again, that was Scott Valentine from Family Ties, a lot of other things over the years, and now his new streaming platform, Red Coral Universe, is out now.
Hello there, this is Scott Valentine from Family Ties, and you're listening to The Five Count.
I bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby? And there ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la.
If it's absolutely perfect, the last puzzle piece,
and it all just comes together like we had it planned.
Ooh, it's like we share a secret we could never tell.
Cause no one else but you and me could understand. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la.
You got my number, and I know you know it, and I'm sticking with you till the end.
Ooh, I'm in trouble if I I'd spend my whole life looking for you again.
You got my number. You got my number. You got.
got my number.
You got my number.